Everybody, it's time for Acoustic Sailing. Welcome to the program. I'm Vin Magazzini, and on today's show, we have a special guest. Olav Chris Henriksen is playing live on Acoustic Sailing, and it's going to be a very interesting show. And if you want to call and talk to me and Chris, 855-915-9636 is the number. I hope you do call in and just chat about the music you're going to hear. It's going to be music from American composers, and Chris is going to talk about some of the artists and the guitars he's using, and it's going to be a great show. So I really hope you enjoy it. I'm going to play one PSA, one song, and then Chris is going to be playing live right here in the studio. So sit back, grab a cup of hot tea, and enjoy the program. So we'll be back in a minute.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right, and this is WMFO in Medford, and the show is going to begin in just a moment. I'm going to play one song, and then it will be Olav Chris Henriksen. I call him Chris because I know him. But anyway, he's a great guitar player. He's playing tomorrow at the Somerville Museum, and he's going to be playing live right here in the studio. But first, I'm going to play one song. This is a lovely tune. I hope you enjoy it. It'll kind of set the mood for the afternoon. Like I said, get some hot tea, kick back, relax on this cold November day, and enjoy the program. My name is Vin Magazzini. This is Acoustic Sailing, and you are listening to WMFO Medford. That was The Jam with English Rose, and now it's my pleasure to introduce to you Olav Chris Henriksen, and let me get the microphone set. You are on the air. Chris, say hello.
Hello. So hi. I'm here to introduce a program I'll be doing tomorrow at the Somerville Museum, and I chose the title An American Guitar Album. And what I'm doing is basically a program that is a slice of American guitar history, starting in 1824 with the first true Spanish guitar piece that was published in Baltimore by the guitarist Trinitario Huerta, who came over from Spain and was touring around on the East Coast for a couple of years, and then he returned to Europe. But he published in Baltimore this grand waltz that I play for you, and it's the first real guitar piece with a lot of merit that we have here.
Okay, here's Olav Chris Henriksen playing the Grand Waltz. Take it away, Chris. Thank you. Very nice. That was a piece called Grand Waltz from Tinitario Huerta.
Huerta. Composer who, and he performed this. We have both in concert programs, we see the pieces scheduled, and also then he published it in Baltimore too.
Beautiful.
So he's doing it.
The next one is by Dolores de Goñi.
Goñi.
Yeah.
So another Spaniard, a lady who came over here around 1840. And particularly through the 1840s, we have a lot of performances. We know that she took contact with Christian Friedrich Martin, the guitar builder. And he built for her a guitar that's, it still exists. And it's actually very similar to the one I'm playing. This is an original Martin. It's a little bit later from 1870s. But the model that he built for her in the late 1840s to 50s, they continued building it for the rest of the century. So okay. This is very similar to that.
Beautiful.
And it's a parallel thing that's going on this concert is that I'm presenting six different guitars, most of them originals, so one can get to hear them, the music played on the type of instruments they were played on as well. So the piece I'm going to play by Dolores de Goñi is a piece she calls Al Campo de la Gloria. It's basically a paraphrase on a piece by Rossini called Riedi, Al Campo della Gloria. And it's from William Tell, the opera. But she rebuilds it basically into a kind of guitar showcase piece where it's a military march, and she's doing different kinds of military effects like snare drum effects and cornets, bugles, and things like that. So here comes Dolores de Goñi, Al Campo de la Gloria. Thank you.
listening to Olav Chris Henriksen, and he's doing an all-American guitar album performance, and he's right here in the studio on WMFO. And if you have any questions for him, it's 855-915-9636. He's playing tomorrow, that's December 1st, 2019, at the Somerville Theater. And the next piece he's going to do is by Stephen Foster.
So Stephen Foster, Trinitario Huerta came here and left the country. Dolores de Goni moved here and remained in the country. Stephen Foster, as Whitman says, he was the first real American composer and the best. So now we are kind of, the guitar is moving into the country and it's got its own composers. So I'm going to do Beautiful Dreamer. When it was published in 1862, the cover says, the last song ever written by Stephen Foster. Actually, wrote it a couple of years before, but it looked good for the advertising and the sales of it. So, and it's a song that also the... Stephen Foster published a number of his songs, both with piano and guitar accompaniments. And guitarists around looked at these songs, and this is basically a couple of guitarists, Septimus Winner and Vada Alcott, who sat down and did guitar versions upon it.
Okay. Anyone was listening closely to that song, it's called Beautiful Dreamer, and the Beatles actually did a version of it way, way back, and that was Stephen Foster's Beautiful Dreamer, performed by Olav Chris Henriksen. Beautiful. Very, very nice. And the last piece was beautiful, too. I really enjoyed that. Next, we have Charles Harris. Is that what we're playing next? And it's a piece called Imitation of the Banjo, and it was composed in 1870. You're hearing it right now in 2019, folks.
You know, it's kind of fun because, of course, when in the 1840s, virtuosi started bringing the banjo on the stage, they were using pretty much West African banjo techniques and so on. And after a while, there were players like the Buckley family who came from England, and they started using actually guitar techniques on the banjo as well to give more variety in what's going. They did definitely West African stuff, but they kind of augmented it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fun here, by 1870 it come full circle, because now Charles Harris is actually doing imitation of the banjo on the guitar.
Right.
And the sound is a bit closer. I mean, the original banjos were fretless, so they had a little bit more muted type sound, but they used gut strings early on as well. So it's not that far off in the sound.
Okay, here's Imitation of the Banjo by Olav Chris Henriksen. Wow, if you thought that sounded a bit like a banjo, that was the point. It was Imitation of the Banjo, played on a Martin guitar that's over 100 years old.
It's from the 1870s, yes.
From the 1870s. And will you play the same guitar for the next piece?
And continuing playing that one, yes.
Okay, this is a piece by Za Myron Bickford. And tell us about it.
Yeah, the next two pieces, actually, they're a married couple. Zara Myron Bickford and Vada Alcott Bickford. And at the century turn, they were of the most active guitar players. And actually, Vada Alcott Bickford had a long life. She lived till 1980. And she was basically president of all the different U.S. guitar societies. So, and she's known as the Grand Lady of the Guitar.
Oh, wow.
There are a lot of fantastic photos of her, like conducting banjo, mandolin, guitar orchestras. And so she's there with a baton and a big group of 25 players for these kind of fashionable thing from the 19-teens. So also, Zara Myron Bickford was the first to write a U.S. real concerto for classical guitar. I haven't heard it performed, but the music is there. It's seen it. It's in a library in Northridge, California.
Oh, wow.
But meanwhile, I'm going to play a piece he wrote for a fantasy caprice, which is basically a prelude type piece, and then her piece following, which is called November. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go on further with one more piece with this guitar. And a close friend of the Bickfords was Arnold Waite. This is a guitarist who grew up in Buffalo, New York, but he was particularly excited about sailing. So he moved to New Jersey to be on the coast and be with a sailboat. And he was very good at writing all kinds of character pieces. He's the first person I know to really write a true for guitar ragtime piece, for example. And I'm going to play a different characteristic dance, as he calls it. This one's called Breath of Spring.
Very nice. That was very beautiful. And while Olav Chris Henriksen switches guitars, I will just tell you that tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Somerville Museum at 1 Westwood Road in Somerville, Massachusetts, you can hear Olav Chris Henriksen on the guitar playing a lot of the pieces you're hearing today and other pieces. And you can get to see the great instruments he's using. And this next one is on a beautiful ukulele, and it's by Ernest Ka'ai.
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 Yeah.
There you go. And It was written in 1910. And why don't you tell us more about it, Chris?
Yeah, the during the 19-teens, the Hawaiian musicians started to come to the U.S., in particular the Panama Pacific Exhibition in San Francisco in 1915 set off a craze for Hawaiian music. And Kaʻi was one of the people from Hawaii who was at the pavilion there playing, and he stayed on there and he published a number of ukulele methods. And he really thought of the ukulele as a serious concert instrument, and he composed serious pieces. I'll do actually two pieces on it for you. The first is a prelude, and this piece is basically, he shows very simple strum pattern, but he also shows a lot of other strum patterns that you can do to use for accompaniment, and it's a good piece to exercise these strum patterns. So I'll do a little bit more sophisticated of his patterns, and then I'll go on to a piece called El Recuerdo, which obviously is Spanish, but it means the memory. So two pieces for ukulele.
Hawaii, that was the second part of it, written by Walter Burke, performed by Olav Chris Henriksen. Next we have a piece that's by...
Next is the Evening in Hawaii.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now it's going to be Evening in Hawaii, by written by Walter Burke, and it's just a quick change of guitars, and it's going to be Olav Chris Henriksen live on Acoustic Sailing, and this one is quite a treat. Listen up to this one, folks.
Yeah, mention a little bit how, this is how the melting pot really works. So in Hawaii in the 19th century, they started getting more involved in agriculture, and they moved in cattle there. So they needed people to take care of the cattle. So they got Spanish people from Mexico. They got a number of German people from also down south who were cowboys. And the Spanish obviously had the Spanish guitar with gut strings. The Germans have been using instruments called citterns, which were in what you call open tunings, and those used steel and brass strings. And they started putting, when they started putting steel and brass strings on the Spanish guitars, they put on the tunings from Germany on it. Now, to top it off, there is Josef Kikuku, who in Hawaii one day found on the railroad lines a piece of steel, and he tried using that steel as a fretting bar on a guitar, and with the German style tuning this worked very well, and this is the beginning of the Hawaiian guitar. Josef Kikuku, of course, the music he is doing is Polynesian, so now you have German, Spanish, Polynesian fusion in both an instrument and a music styles. Okay. And also the kind of, in the music, the kind of yodeling they have, both that's German Alp music, but it's also Polynesian vocal style. So again, this total fascinating mixture of all. So Evening in Hawaii is by Walter Burke, who's a Boston composer. So it shows that this style kind of moves all over, mm-hmm. and we're all over the place. So here we are, lap steel, Evening in Hawaii.
Wow, lovely stuff. It sounded something like something Hank Williams could sing off of with a steel guitar, that cowboy or country sound. But it was written way back in
21,
and Hank was many, many decades later, and guess what? That sounded really like something else. That was very nice. Next, we have a piece that was written by Nick Lucas. It's a song or a composition called Teasing the Frets, and Switch of Guitars.
Nick Lucas was the first to record a guitar solo in the U.S., and he is more well-known as, he's one of the first crooners together with Bing Crosby. And he, his most famous song probably is the original of Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Of course, later promoted by Tiny Tim who
yes.
actually loved Nick Lucas a lot. And Nick Lucas actually played at Tiny Tim's wedding.
Oh, how funny.
On The Tonight Show.
What do you know?
Yeah. So he lived a long time. So it's kind of tying the past to the present here.
Yeah, Teasing the Frets, written in 1922, brought to you in 2019 by Olav Chris Henriksen.
Thank you.
that was terrific. That was very pop. I thought it was going to be, but it was also had a rock edge to it. It was really something I could imagine Richard Thompson of Fairport Convention playing some of that. And very nice. It was very, yeah, intriguing.
Very much, yeah, he's very much a guitar stylist. And there are songs where he's targeting exactly this 1920s
yeah.
guitar style.
Yeah, and I thought that was, you know, very pop. It didn't sound like something that was written in 1922. I mean, that, wow. That was,
well, it's got a lot of ragtime in it, actually.
It does. It has it's a bit of an old-time feel, but also it has kind of a weird cutting edge sound to it, I thought. It was like almost abrasive, the way, you know, the chords are like punk pop or
yeah, the know. Pick style is very something nice. That came in because they basically knew they would make as much money as they could pack people into the hole and have them hear them.
Very
so
nice.
The pick style was much about the volume, and this kind of an archtop guitar was about projection.
Okay.
And players later like Freddie Green, who played with Count Basie, whose whole life never used an amplifier. He had a guitar that was a little bit bigger than this and really pumped the sound out. And listening to him, I thought first, I don't hear him very well, but the moment he stopped playing, yes, I hear him very well.
Ah, wow. What do you know?
And these guitars work well. Of course, when they got electric guitars in the late 1930s, then building these kind of instruments that were to the extreme of the best they could do wasn't necessary anymore, and they started just bending the tops. Instead, this is like a carved top, like a violin top. It's very much a copy of like Stradivarius violin. Orville Gibson was really studying those, and if you do the outline of certain Stradivarius violins with the outline of this size-wise, put them together, you'll see it's the same instrument, actually.
Oh, amazing. So next we have Harry Volpe, is that right? And he was an American-born composer?
He was actually born in Sicily.
He was born in Sicily,
he
scratch that.
He started working as a musician with his family.
He lived in...
pulled out the middle of the night for serenades around in Sicily. But then the family moved over when he was a teenager, okay. And he started working in New York City, and he became the first guitarist at Radio City Music Hall. He put out a lot of important didactic materials, and his compositions I find interesting. On one hand, he has kind of, you know, pop music like Nick Lucas, but he also has this kind of piece here, which kind of goes in between classical, modern composition for the time and stuff. Very interesting writing.
Okay, take it away. It's a modern etude written by Harry Volpe, brought to you by Olav Chris Henriksen.
It also goes straight into an entable, andante cantabile. So it's two pieces, but it sounds like one, basically. Thank you.
Beautiful. That was Olav Chris Henriksen finishing off with a couple pieces by Harry Volpe. It's been a treat to have you with us. It's coming up on 5 o'clock, and Shukri Wright is having his sports show from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. So make sure you stick around. Call 855-915-9636 and he'll talk to you. We started this show off with English Rose by The Jam from All Mod Cons, and then we heard an American guitar album by Olav Chris Henriksen. He'll be performing tomorrow, December 1st, at the Somerville Museum at 3 o'clock. I hope you can make the show. It's been amazing. Did you enjoy yourself, Chris?
Well, I had a great time. It was fun, too.
Excellent.
Did a pre-run of the show.
Excellent. And he's going to indulge me by just playing 10 seconds of something. Go ahead. Yesterday.